I work one-on-one with Matt, and the things that are great that come out of that is that quick answers to any questions that I have, and I'm able to kind of guide it in the directions that I may not have thought about that can lead me to a better solution to my problems. I would say the one golden nugget that I've learned at the Epic Intensive is that action is key and creativity is the way.
Hey, Rockstar, Matt here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the show. And I got a really good one for you today. But before we get started, you know, this podcast, it's all about finding discounted off-market real estate deals. You know, what you do with those deals after you've found them, that's entirely up to you. You know, I'm partial to holding them, but you can flip them, you can wholesale them, you can fix and flip them, you can become the bank, you can lease option them, you can do whatever you want. But if you're really serious about finding these types of deals and finding them at will, then you might like to join us at the upcoming live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop in Manhattan Beach, California. It's July 18th through the 20th. And if that sounds good to you, then have a look at epicintensive.com. Come out west. Come to California. I mean, we're going to be at the beach. It's the middle of summer. This is the time you're supposed to come to California. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. Go to epicintensive.com and let's make it happen. Alrighty, let's get started with the show. Today, I'm actually going to show you how you can, I don't know if this is the right word, but literally steal motivated sellers from your competition. Alrighty.
This is Terrio Media.
But before we get started, if you're really serious about your real estate investing and you like the idea of generating leads and a bunch of leads and creating this massive opportunity for yourself so that there's really no end in sight to the income that you can create, you might want to pick up our lead machine architecture. It's the 5 building blocks that we use to build and optimize all of our lead generation strategies. And if you have these 5 in place, those leads can come in just like this, all right? And you can pick that up for free at epicleadmachine.com. It's a cool little book, got some cool little pictures, not a whole lot to read. You can get right through it and you can run down this little checklist. Okay, does my lead generation have this? And if it does, thumbs up, you're good to go. If it doesn't, you'll know what to fix. All righty. So when it comes to online lead generation for real estate specifically, even more specifically for motivated sellers, they can be a little tricky to find. All the conventional and traditional ways that people are advertising and marketing online, it's a lot easier if someone just wants to buy some shoes or if someone is looking to get a massage or something like that. So all those different types of businesses and services, really easy with today's different advertising platforms, these marketing platforms that provide to us. But when it comes to motivated sellers, they can be a little bit tricky because the same tools and resources, or I guess the demographics and the metrics and the, I don't know, what do they call it? Just however these lead platforms, or not lead platforms, but these advertising platforms follow you around. They figure out what you like, what you don't like. And so they go and take businesses, their products and services of stuff that they think you'll like, and they put it in front of you. But when it comes to motivated sellers, that's really difficult. There's not a whole lot of behavior, I guess is the word I was looking for, that they exhibit online that would fit them in any category. Okay? There's a lot of people online that say that, you know, indicate that they might be selling a house or that they might be moving. You know, if they went and you got them visiting the U-Haul website, then these web platforms would trigger that as, oh, this might be someone that wants to move. But those are people that want to move. Us as real estate investors, we're looking for people that need to move. There's a huge distinction there. And you might think that, hey, I'm being able to target all these people that want to move, but they want full retail, right? They don't need to move. They're not in any desperate situation. They don't have a problem. They're just normal people that are moving, just like people move every single day. So we're looking for people with problems. And depending on how you look at that, I think that's an amazing service that we provide as real estate investors, because there are people, regardless of what situation you are in right now, you might not be in a desperate situation or a distressed situation where you need to sell a house. But unfortunately, problems happen for people on a daily basis to where the full market price, full market sale of their house, it's not that important. They got bigger fish to fry. And by the selling of the house, even if it's quickly, even if it's for all cash, even if it's for a discount, that means more to them to help them solve and alleviate that bigger problem. So motivated sellers, they will exchange equity for peace of mind every single day. And you're looking for those people that you can help. Okay. So you are there to provide that service for them. And you know why I don't feel bad about it is because we get thank you cards. We get referrals. People are very grateful for the type of work that we do, for the people that need it. It's not the best fit for everybody, and I get that. And you don't want to look through it through those lenses. But you can get discounted real estate just by going out and helping people, by being a problem solver. So anyway, with that said, it's really difficult to target that specific person that has this problem online. But there's a few ways that you can do it. And I went over yesterday was the or 2 days ago, we went over our dog whistle strategy. And then we went over the PSA strategy. Look for those two things there. They're on the Facebook page of Epic Real Estate Investing. And the one I've got for you today, very different, very clever. And this will be a short episode today because it's not that complicated. So what you do is, you know how people run pay-per-click ads. You know, if you go to Google and you conduct a search and the top four or five, whatever it is these days, I think it gets bigger and bigger, the paid ad results. Those all are paid ads by businesses. And if you click on there during your search, that business has to pay for that click. So that's how those ads work. So when people are in financial distress or their property is in distress or they're in some sort of personal distress and they're looking for someone like you, a real estate investor, to buy their house and buy it quickly, they will go and search fast cash for my house as is, something like that. Might be a term that they would type into Google. And then all these results will come up, right? So how can you get there? How can you get their attention if you're not advertising on PPC? Because those pay-per-click ads, when they click, that could be $80, $100, could be $200, $250, depending on the market that you're in, depending on the competition that's in the market. They can be really expensive clicks. But with the here's how you can go ahead and kind of leverage your competition's ad spend. There's a ad product inside of YouTube that we're using. And it's not in Google, but it's in YouTube. But Google and YouTube, they're connected. They are owned by the same company. And when someone goes and types into Google, investor to buy my house fast, or buy my house or sell my house fast as is. Those are good keywords for that. They'll do that. They'll look at a few and they'll click on one. And if they get in contact with that person on the other end of that click, they may set an appointment and that person is now going to come over to their house to take a look and present them an offer. And so they're done searching, right? So they're like, okay, I got my appointment. I'm going to go ahead and just go about my business and I'll wait for that person to come over. And they go over to YouTube and like, I was going to bake a cake this weekend. Let me find a good cake baking recipe. And they'll go, how to bake a cake over at YouTube. And whose ad can pop up? Yours. That's right. It's called Custom Intent Audience. Custom Intent Audience. So what Google is doing, they are tracking your activity on all of their platforms. And because you had looked for that on Google, and then you come over to YouTube to figure out how to buy a cake, they're going to put that product or service that you searched on Google in front of you, whether you're searching for that same product or service on YouTube or not. So just imagine this, that the person went to go look for an investor to buy their house. They set an appointment. They're all fine and dandy. That person's coming over. My problems are solved. They go to figure out how to bake a cake on YouTube. And then whose face pops up? Yours. With a better pitch. Maybe you're better looking. Maybe you speak their language. Maybe there's just something that happens that resonates with them. Or maybe they're like, well, maybe I could call him too, or I could call her too. So, but if they don't, here's the cool part. This is what makes it so inexpensive to do this is, you know, when you're watching a YouTube ad and it says, skip this ad, right? After 5 seconds, you can skip this ad. Well, most people do skip that. Okay. And if you're running a YouTube ad and someone skips it, you don't have to pay for it. So you got to show up in front of that person, your targeted, motivated seller, for 5 seconds, and you didn't have to pay for it if they clicked skip this ad. And they have to watch up to 30 seconds of your video, your ad, for you to be charged for it. So they can watch up to 29 seconds and it's totally free for you. It doesn't cost you anything. It only costs if they actually click to contact you or if they watch more than 30 seconds. Alrighty. So that's another really good strategy. And so that kind of brings us up for our online lead generation. If you'd like to join us at the next Epic Intensive, we've got about a dozen other things we're going to show people how what we're doing in our markets, all of these ninja tricky little things you can do with all these different advertising platforms, and you can use them in conjunction with each other, and they support each other. In fact, they even favor it and encourage it. It's pretty slick what you're able to do these days. So if you'd like, you can go to epicintensive.com and join us there. Or if you're not going to be able to make it and you don't want to travel, just go to and get our 5 building blocks, our Epic Lead Machine architecture. You can go to epicleadmachine.com. You can grab a copy of it there. That'll be a good starting point. And then, but if you can join us, we'd love to have you live as well. Alrighty, it's hot in my office. I'm in a big warehouse and AC is not on right now. But anyway, y'all have a great weekend. It was good seeing you. And get out there, crush it. Start setting those appointments. Start presenting those offers. Start closing those deals. Put some money in that pocket. All right, take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.